AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Snow and dangerously high winds roar across New England in the dark of night to face an army of road crews and emergency workers who have already shoveled and plowed their way through 6 feet of snow from previous storms. Drew Bolduc of Augusta, Maine, admits being tired of all that snow.
This is probably the worst only because the storms are coming 2 and 3 days apart. This is the fifth or sixth storm in the last couple of weeks. Usually you get a few big storms during the winter. Over the few months, you dig out, you get a couple weeks break. This is wearing on people because it just seems to be back to back to back.
Whiteout conditions from the storm yesterday led to fatal crashes in both Ohio and New York, killing at least 3 people. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says people from Missouri to Kentucky, Tennessee, and parts south could see freezing rain and snow starting late tonight.
We do have a new storm system that will be coming across the southern U.S., by later Sunday and especially through Monday. And by the time we get to Tuesday, we're expecting an area of low pressure to be redeveloping right off the East Coast.
Some forecasts call for up to a foot of snow in parts in Kentucky and Tennessee through tomorrow. Police in Copenhagen, Denmark, say they have shot and killed a man responsible for killing 2 people in attacks at a free speech event and a synagogue. Both Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists claim the other side has violated the latest ceasefire in their conflict. Former Clinton administration advisor Andrew Weiss sees little chance that this ceasefire will hold.
I don't think that either party is exhausted. On the contrary, they seem to be gearing up for a more intensive phase of the war. This could go on for quite some time.
The State Department says it has credible pieces of evidence that the Russian military has sent in more artillery and multiple rocket launchers around one city in order to shell Ukrainian forces. This is AP. Radio News. The government is out with new rules, or is coming out with new rules on the use of small drones. Jackie Quinn with more.
The Federal Aviation Administration inadvertently released draft rules it had written that would open the door to widespread use of small drones for all types of purposes. Aerial photography, crop monitoring, and inspections of bridges and other tall structures. The regulations would apply to lightweight, unmanned aircraft weighing less than 55 pounds. The documents indicate the FAA is dropping its demand that operators get the same type of licenses required for those who pilot manned aircraft. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Golden State guard Stephen Curry drained 13 straight shots on his way to winning the NBA's All-Stars three-point contest.
I love to shoot the basketball, so that's a great place to kind of showcase that.
19-year-old Timberwolves rookie Zach LaVine steals the dunk contest. All-star game tonight, Madison Square Garden. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.